I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I've never had a great player that didn't want the ball, and so that kind of comes with the territory, but that's one thing I think that DQ has created, where it's, the team above anything else. And these guys that had their success last year and got their touches, they know bringing Debo in, there's going to be less, but we're going to be better. And I think when they're able to sacrifice for that and understand that the ultimate goal is winning, then, you know, it all works itself out. But you want those guys. I mean, they're going to be pissed. I'll get cussed out a few games, but it just comes with the territory. You'd rather have really good players cussing you out than bad players cussing you out. So,
love that answer from Cliff Kingsbury. Welcome back to the show. Grant Nanny here on The Fan. Tobes is in for GP. So we were kicking this around before the show. Tobes talking about exactly how we wanted to phrase it. I don't have the best phrasing, but to me, like, his point, I think, is such a good one. Talking about Kingsbury, where you bring in players that deserve and demand the football, it's good for everybody. Like, if I had the greatest offensive player of all time in his prime on one side and average Joe on the other, greatest offensive player of all time should probably get more touches. It's in everybody's interest,
yes,
right? So regardless, and I want you to weigh in for our audience on your Debo Samuel opinion. I think it's important to have that perspective. But no matter where you stand on him, 46 touches last year for Olamide Zaccheaus, 35 touches for Noah Brown, 33 for Deami Brown, 18 for Luke McCaffrey, 9 for Jamison Crowder. I actually thought it was more than that. But you see where I'm going with that. That Voltron, that multiple different people kind of added up to a second option, almost, right? Like a good situation. Like, those are Devontae Smith's touches in Philadelphia. A good offensive situation. Look at Seattle with Metcalf on one side, no longer, but back then. Metcalf on one side, Jackson Smith and Jigba on the other, with the little Tyler Lockett mixed in between. You look at great receiver situations, you go, yeah, that's morphs into what a second option would look like.
Yeah.
70 catches, you know, 1,000 yards, whatever, opposite Terry McLaurin, who's your number one. So McLaurin's kind of unquestioned. You almost put him to the side. You've added in Debo Samuel. Regardless of what you think, and I'll tag you in a second, I would rather have him get more touches than Zaccheaus, Deami, Luke McCaffrey, Jamison Crowder, John Bates, etc. So it's an upgrade there, but somebody's going to have to sacrifice. Tag, you're it.
Yeah, I mean, so for example, you're talking about these different guys. Last year, Debo Samuel had 93 touches. The season before, he had 97. The season before that, he had 98. The season where he went nuts and went for almost 1,800 yards from scrimmage, he had 136. Mm-hmm. So I think you've seen it kind of even out.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in that 90 to 95 touch range.
Uh-huh.
It's somewhere where you can kind of expect him to be.
Would have put him fourth on the team last year for reference.
Correct. And it would be above Terry. It'd be above any other receiver. It would be all about the running backs would get more touches naturally because they're getting carries. So, you know, to me, I know I sound like I'm weighed down on him. I'm just saying I kind of expect him to have the same sort of season. Which is totally fine, by the way. 800 yards?
Yes.
800 right yards? Now. Totally fine. I mean, last season, if he gave you this, 51 catches, 670 yards, 3 touchdowns. You'd probably like to see a few more in the end zone. But regardless, 42 rush attempts for 136 yards and a touchdown. I'll take that. Right? Like, I think 806 total yards for me is totally fine. I think you're higher. I think a majority of people are higher, and that's totally fine as well. But I think that's a baseline. If he gives you 800, 750 yards for a fifth-round pick, totally fine with that.
You've seen the movie Moneyball.
Yes.
Right? So it's a great adaptation from Michael Lewis's tremendous seminal book. There's a great conversation between Billy Beane, the GM, played by Brad Pitt, and I forget the actor's name. It actually looks a little bit like David Justice. It was actually a minor league baseball player in his own right, but the guy really looks like a baseball player, which is rare in a baseball movie, because he was one. He was a really good player. Actually, I had him on Overtime once years ago.
Stephen Bishop.
That's who it is. Exactly right. Handsome dude, by the way, if I can just say that. So there's a moment where Justice is kind of not buying in. He's still David Justice, superstar, high price, dating Halle Berry, doing this, that, and the other. And he and Pitt are going back and forth. Like, are we gonna have a problem? And it was basically the Yankees are paying your salary to get rid of you. I don't want you for who you were. I want you for who you are. The point is, you can't run anymore. You're not going to hit 40 jacks. The days of you carrying an offense by, you know, being prolific are done. You know what you do? Is you see pitches, you get on base, you can be a lead goose here and demonstrate to these young guys, the Eric Chavez's of the world and company, what we're trying to get done, because you've already been doing it your whole career. You see it. Do that. That's how I feel about Deebo Samuel. To me, that fifth-round pick is worth exactly what you just said. If I had an awesome offense or an excellent second receiver or, I don't know, a great slot guy in waiting or something like that, I'd go, I don't know. That, what you just described, last year's numbers, is such an upgrade
for their
second offensive option. I take, that's a heartbeat. I take it right now. Yes. And if you give me 80% of that, it's still better. Again, respectfully, this sounds like I'm beating the guy up. It's better than whatever Alameda Zacchaeus could give you, a guy that's available for anybody at any time and who's probably a fifth receiver on a team that wants to be competitive.
And I think he carries weight, right? We talk about sometimes guys have gravity. I think Deebo has gravity. Maybe it's not the same gravity he had a couple years ago.
I thought you were doing a thing about his weight. I was like, well, yeah, but
I can't make fun of anybody's weight.
I was going to say.
So I think he has something that he's going to attract people to his side of the field, wherever he's at. They're going to be maybe forced to come down a little bit. The safeties are coming down a little bit. I think he's going to have an impact more so. Even he's going to obviously be great on the field with the ball, but I think when he's out there, regardless of what he's doing, you know, if they run a fake bubble one way, I was describing a play the other day where I could see the team running something, because I think Jalen Lane's actually going to, I actually think he could do some Deebo type stuff with a little less, he's not as thick as Deebo, but he's faster than Deebo. I think there's kind of a way that he could do some of that stuff with how he was used at Tech.
Quick tangent on that. Did they use him there because they couldn't throw it down the field? Did they use him that way?
A little bit, as a
gimmick just to get the ball in his hands?
A little bit.
So I think the guy I think of, different player, but back in the day, you're too young to remember him, but Peter Warrick at Florida State, one of the greatest college football players I've ever seen, they would just invent ways on the sideline to get him the football. He was so good, every catch was like a punt return, where he would make seven guys miss, and he was almost on his way to the house every time. It wasn't his, and he could do everything, but they were like, why are we going to bother running this complex route tree or this, that, and the other when nobody can stay with this guy? We'll just hand it to him in the backfield. We'll pitch it to him. We'll run a reverse. We'll throw a double pass. We're just trying to get him the football because we probably can't down the field, right? Was there some of that?
A little bit. I mean,
he's got a bigger skill set.
I think he can be a downfield threat. They just didn't use him that way because the quarterback play, frankly, for Tech this past season was not good enough.
Right.
Most of those guys returning, so you're hopefully going to see a better Tech team this year. But I think what you see with Lane is a little bit where, imagine you have Lane on one side, Deebo on one side, you motion across and you're moving eyes, but Debo's on one side, Lane ends up on the other, mm-hmm. and you're thinking, okay, I could run a screen to the left, to the right, you're faking one direction. By the way, which side are you going to focus on? Deebo.
Yep.
So Deebo might not end up with any yards there, and I throw it to Lane, and Lane ends up with 15 yards after the catch. Well, Deebo didn't end up with any yards there, but he still had an impact on offense because of the weight and gravity that he carries. So I think for me, like when we're talking about how are you going to dictate these touches? To me, he's still number two on the pecking order right behind Terry McLaurin. Even though I'm not as high on Deebo, okay. He's still number two for me.
So that's what I was going to ask. So where do you slot him? So I think everybody agrees Terry McLaurin needs his touches. Now, it doesn't mean he's going to out-touch a running back because he's not carrying the football. But in terms of my touch priority, right, it's always going to be Terry until it's not. So and McLaurin's never been really a 110-catch guy. That's not really his game. I think he probably could, on a crappy offense?
To be honest, I would love to see it just one time.
Let's video game style. Let's force feed him and see that CeeDee Lamb season.
Just one time, target him 12 times and see what happens.
Yeah, just to do it. I'm with you. But so he ended last year with 82 catches. I think he'll probably be in that 75 to 85 type range. That's who he is. But still, that's my priorities. I need to make sure that Terry McLaurin is getting the first serving at the buffet. That's what I was curious about for you, is who your second serving was going to. Who's second in line? And for you, it's Debo.
Yeah, it's still Debo because I think he's still impactful. I'm viewed as not being as high on him, and I'm probably not as the majority of people are, but I think that he can still be really impactful. And if you're looking around at the other weapons, I think they've got some solid guys, but he's still clearly far and away your second best option with football in his hands.
So the way the touches went last year, again, Jaden Daniels got 148 carries, just to let you know what was happening with that offense. So a little much. But Brian Robinson had 207 touches last year. I want that number to go down.
Yeah, I mean, if you cut that in half, I'm not.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I wouldn't be mad.
I don't think they're going to, by the way. I think it's going to be another couple hundred for Brian Robinson. This is my prediction. This is my thing that's going to irritate me this year thing, is there's insisting that Brian Robinson's the thing. Every coach has had this. They got a guy you can't quit. Jay Gruden back in the day, it was like Rob Kelly.
Reminds me of? Every time I turn on a Pittsburgh Steeler game the last couple of years, they'd run Najee Harris. He'd run into the middle, and I'd be
somebody
like,
has to run
he's not
3.4
doing
a carry.
But then Jaylen Warren would come in and pop off a 6-yard run, and they'd be like, but we got to get it back to number 22. That to me is a little B-Rob, where it's like, you find somebody, which I don't know that they have a Jaylen Warren, right? They don't have that guy that comes in and spells them. Eckler had a little bit of that this season. Maybe the rookie they brought in, Little Bill, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, can kind of fit into that role. I don't think they have that guy, but they always go back to, we got to give it to big number 8. And down the second half of the year, he didn't do anything.
Now, I wonder if improved offensive line play fixes that. I don't think it will, by the way. But that's the theory, right? I was on with Linnell earlier on the Deuce. And we talked about the offensive line as who does that help the most, obviously, besides Jaden Daniels. And that was my answer. If you're Brian Robinson and you're tweeting people to keep that same energy or whatever it is that you're tweeting. Again, I like the guy personally. What he's gone through is unbelievable.
Yes.
Tough as nails. I want people like that around. I don't think much of him as a running back. I've been very clear about that. I think it's not a blocking thing. I think it's a vision, quickness, agility, you know, change of direction, explosive thing. And he just doesn't run the way that I want my running backs to run. There's value in having a thumper. He thumps. He's good at that. I need that. Still, you're on my roster. There's no incentive to cut you or tell you to go sit down or get rid of you. But I'm not doing the thing where it's 1st and 10 in New Orleans. Let's give it to Brian Robinson again and make it 2nd and 11. I'm not doing that 200 times this year. I won't. But I think they will. I think they like what he brings. They like that toughness, the physicality, the downhill running, etc. So the hope is that offensive line improved run blocking with one guy changing positions and two upgrades makes things better. And now stuff opens up for him. To me, there's always going to be times where the run doesn't go anywhere. Running games stop themselves. It's the NFL. Holding penalty, defensive player anticipates something, gets blown up, whatever guy misses an assignment. But to me, there were plenty of times where there was something there and he either didn't see it, couldn't get to it, or whatever. That's my view. So the numbers end up very pedestrian, and we're talking about 15, 20 carries or a carry or two per game where it could have been 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10. I'm not talking about a home run. He didn't do that, save Tennessee or that pile up against the Giants where everyone thought the play was over. But for the most part, to me, improved run blocking will help his numbers, but it's not the thing that I'm looking for, right? Still, when it comes to the touches, he had 207, Eckler at 112, McLaurin 84, Ertz 66, all receptions for those last couple of guys. And then it was McNichols, another running back, Zacchaeus, Rodriguez, Noah Brown on down the line. My second priority is Deebo Samuel. I was actually surprised to hear you say that. I thought we would butt heads on that. To me, Eckler is such an awesome option, but you have to be so judicious about using him too much. You just do. The wear and tear, I thought they did a pretty good job last year, but even with, you know, with the concussions and stuff, not to be flippant about, he moves to the third option for me because of that.
Yeah, I think that with Eckler, it's tough because, like you said, you have to be careful with the touches. And he was effective last year when he was healthy and when he had to be dependent on a little bit more, he was good. To me, the third option has to be a running back, but I don't know if I want to put Eckler in that spot to have to carry the load. If it gets to a spot where I need a guy, someone that I can trust, and I can maybe say, to heck with it, let me just play somebody, I think Eckler fits there. It's got to be a running back, but I also, we just talked about B-Rob. I can't have it be Brian Robinson either. So I need someone to step up there. Like the guy to me that you could maybe make a point for, but to me he kind of fits just in the flow of the offense, is Zach Ertz. I don't know that he's a focal point for me. To me, what he is, all right, Terry's covered. Okay, I can't get it to Deebo here. Okay, the other option, Zach Ertz. And I'm going to hit him 50 to 60 times in that scenario where it's second and six. I'm trying to throw it long. I don't have anything. Here's 5 yards to Zach Ertz.
I need 5.5. I'll get 5.45.
Occasionally, yeah. Right, on like a 3rd and 4, here's my 5 yard over the middle to Zach Ertz to move the chains. But he's not like a focal point. So to me, that's where I think we've had this discussion. You wanted a weapon. I've wanted a weapon. It kind of depended on who you, what style you wanted. I still feel like they're a weapon short because there's not a guy that to me, like, we know for sure 1 and 2 are Terry and Deebo. We both agree on that. Mm-hmm. You say Eckler. He was fine last year. He's effective. But like you said, you have to be judicious with him. I don't know that there's a guy that I'm looking at here that I'm like, ooh, gotta be involved in the offense. Zach Ertz, I think, works his way in there because of that security blanket style. But I don't know who would be third on my pecking order because I don't think anybody has to be there. I think it might just be similar like what we saw last year with the revolving door of it's the Olamide Zacchaeus game and then it's the Jamison Crowder game. I think this year it could be the same thing. Honestly, and it's because I'm high on him and maybe I need to turn my hat backwards, I like Jalen Lane a lot.
I'm intrigued.
It might end up being him by the end of the year.
And I'm intrigued, but I can't do the thing where I fall in love with the idea. It's my Sue Cravens corollary, right? How many times did you hear about the idea? It's a hybrid safety. He's a linebacker and a safety. Oh, that sounds great. You know what I mean? I just can't do it yet. I'm hopeful, but I can't start counting on something that isn't there. I mean, Terry McLaurin, that's a third-round pick to turn into a star.
Yeah.
That's way more rare than we kind of let on. We just sort of assume that's going to happen. Most third-round picks look more like Downey Brown, quite frankly, where we're like, oh, he caught one. Downey, that's so cute. Right? Fare thee well.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.